I've got a slightly higher profile than my mates because of the performing. But it was a great era. There was a whole gang of us who were writing for Tommy Cooper, Eric and Ernie, Frankie Howard, Les Dawson. Kenny Everett was a very happy period.
And they've all got their distinctive styles. So did you come up with a joke and say, this will have to be for this particular
comedian?
Yeah,
like a tailor making suits. You tailor it for who you're writing for. You could write the same routine for five different people. It'd be totally different. You've got to hear their voice in your head.
And that's the real skill of writing, isn't it?
Yeah, I never wrote alone either. I always wrote in partnership. Because if you get a mental block when you're writing, you're in trouble. You will know this in your own work, and we all do.
That's right.
If it's not happening. But if there's two of you, or even three of you sometimes, you can bang the ideas about and something will happen. Dennis Norden, my dear old friend, said, now it's the laptop and everything. In the old days, I would scribble away and then type it up. Dennis said, there's a sitter and a walker. There's one sitting down, taking it all down, and the other's walking all around the room.
Now, you're here talking to this Corby Literacy Conference.
Exactly.
Now, what are you going to tell them? Or are you just going to crack a few jokes?
I've been asked to tell jokes, but I will touch on writing, obviously. All the years of writing, that's the relevance I've got, I suppose, to today.
Now, the point they're trying to make in their conference is that literacy is very important, especially with children. Do you think enough is concentrated on literacy?
No, I think there's been a lot of talk about it recently, about the decline. And, of course, the young ones are growing up with text speak. And they say, I've talked to a lot of people in business, and they say some of the CVs that come in, people applying for a job, the punctuation, the spelling, it's just abysmal. And it's not their fault. They're not getting it.
And a lot of people think that doesn't matter.
No, they don't think it matters. I mean, the language is organic. It grows and changes all the time. I understand that. But when you get a complete breakdown of the basics, the grammar and the spelling, you know, and the feel for the language, that is sad. And it's kids can seem stupid who aren't. Emma Thompson spoke about this the other day. She was talking at a school and she said, you're all going, I was like, ooh, wow, ooh, blah, blah. She said, you sound stupid and you aren't. She said, get to grips with your own language. It's not their fault. It's been badly handled.
So what is the secret? What needs to be done to get mainly young people interested in language, in literature, and a joy of reading?
Well, it's back to basics, isn't it? I know it's easy to say and hard to do. They've got to be sold the idea that the language is exciting and learn it and learn how to use it and get involved and start enjoying it. And there's only, you know, you need some geniuses who can inspire kids with that feel of what they can do with their language, because now they're, as I say, they're in a world of the mobile phone and the text and the blah, 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 and the Twitter, you know, and everything's reduced.